May our hearts beat with the love of God. Amen. In our gospel today, we go on a journey from purity laws to character traits. This journey is an invitation to examine our own intentions and motivations, and a reminder of how every heart is in need of grace and forgiveness and hope. In antiquity, the heart represented the intangibility of human identity, the locus of personality, the location of thought, the generator of emotion. Our hearts, our character, is what Jesus is getting at, telling us to listen and understand that there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile if we let them. And this reminded me of a commencement speech given at the University of Texas in Austin by Navy Admiral William H. McRaven, who shared his experience as a Navy SEAL, particularly his basic SEAL training. But Admiral McRaven first starts off with the university's slogan, which is, "What starts here changes the world." And he continues with a statistic that states that the average American will meet 10,000 people in their lifetime. And if everyone changed the lives of 10 people, and each one of those folks changed the lives of another 10, then in 5 generations, we will have changed the lives of 800 million people. Admiral McRaven then shares, if you think it's hard to change the lives of 10 people, change their lives forever, you're wrong. He says, I saw it happen every day in Iraq and Afghanistan. A young army officer makes a decision to go left instead of right down a road in Baghdad, and the 10 soldiers in his squad are saved from a close-in ambush. In Kandahar province, Afghanistan, a non-commissioned officer from the female engagement team senses something isn't right and directs the infantry platoon away from a 500-pound IED, saving the lives of a dozen soldiers. Changing the world can happen anywhere, and anyone can do it. It starts with us right here. We can indeed change the world. Admiral McRaven goes on to share 10 lessons he learned from basic SEAL training that he hoped would be of value to those listening to him speak. And he summarizes the 10 lessons at the end of his speech. Start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and you will often fail. But if you take some risks, step up when the times are toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never ever give up. If you do these things, then the next generation and the generation that follow will live in a world far better than the one we have today. And he shared stories for each lesson, and I'd like to share one of those stories, the mudflats. During Hell Week, and that's the last week of SEAL training, there's one day that is spent at the mudflats, where the trainees spend the next 15 hours trying to survive the freezing cold mud, the howling wind, and the incessant pressure to quit from the instructors. As the sun starts to set, eventually everyone gets ordered into the mud, and eventually there's nothing visible but their heads. The instructors told them they could leave the mud if only 5 men would quit, just 5 men, and they could get out of the oppressive cold. And the trainees, they still had 8 more hours till the sun rose. Their teeth are shattering, and they're shivering and moaning, and it was so loud, it was hard to hear anything. And then one voice began to echo through the night. One voice raised in song. One voice became 2, and 2 became 3. And before long, everyone in the class was singing. The trainees knew that if one man could rise above the misery, then others could as well. The power of one person, Washington, Lincoln, King, Mandela, a young girl from Pakistan, Malala, one person can change the world by giving people hope. Jesus reminds us that our lives are a journey of examining our own intentions, our own motivations, to examine what we cultivate and give agency to within ourselves. Jesus invites us to examine daily, where have we sought to be loving, liberating, life-giving to others and ourselves? Because we can and do impact people's lives. And in the words of Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, the Christian life is about more than a set of values. It is about believing that Christ conquered sin and death. It is about the assurance that comes with having a Savior who has suffered the worst the world has to offer, has overcome death, and has risen to respond in love. The Christian life is about more than getting into heaven. It is about choosing to love others each day because God first loved us. And because all people are God's beloved. The Christian life is about making a difference in the world each day. Amen.